No.
No. No.
What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years.
You're a cunt, Brian.
You cunt.
You're a cunt, Brian.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Brian.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new episode of No, Sir, I Don't Like It. I am Carmen Morales. I am your host, and my co-host with me, as always, is the very funny Brian Vokey.
Hello, co-host equal and always.
And today we have a wonderful special guest. Please give it up for Mr. Preacher. Preacher
please
Lawson.
Give it up.
Hey, yeah, clap now. It up.
What do you expect to do at home? Start clapping in their living room while they're
just
listening?
Just do it. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, just start applauding for my friend, Preacher Lawson.
We do. We got a crew this time. This is the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brother's here. We got Darren Moore here. So he's here. So.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, man. You didn't know that was my brother?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, that's my brother.
Oh, yeah. I knew from Instagram.
I got something to tell y'all. That's him.
Mm. Yeah. That's
funny. Well, I mean, he's obviously I exaggerated. Yeah, but like, yeah.
Y'all wearing the same pants?
Yeah, man. We woke up and we was like, you know, like time to match.
Well, I don't know if you know the premise of this podcast,
it's
but
about things you hate.
Close.
It's about being
it's
positive.
Called,
right?
No, yes. No, it's about being positive, positively sure that you hate things. You have to be absolutely sure. We just talk about things we don't like. It's called. That's why it's called No, Sir, I Don't Like It. It's pretty simple. Do you have things that you don't like? I'm certain.
Yeah,
you
a bunch of stuff. I hate when people litter.
Really?
Yeah, it's really one of my pet peeves. I really hate because everywhere you go, there's a trash can. Any place you go ever, there's a trash can. So when people just throw it out there, I feel like that's just. It's like, why? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whatever store you're going in, whatever school, you know, hospital, whatever you, wherever you're going, there's a trash can. So I really hate that. It's really annoying.
This is the filthiest city in the world.
Oh, L.A.?
It is real gross.
No, it's not. You haven't been to New York. That's why you're saying
bullshit.
That.
Bullshit. New York is way cleaner than it is
than
here.
L.A.?
Yes.
Yes.
Without
so much
question.
Cleaner.
Oh, man. Well, maybe I'm
tripping. I'm not spending all my time at HBO and Netflix, so. Maybe it's clean there.
Yeah.
Wait, is this dirtier than New York?
Yes.
Man, that's insane.
This city is worse than Mexico City, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, man.
Whoa. Yeah, it's really bad.
Is Mexico... Okay.
Yeah, Mexico City is nicer than L.A. as far as garbage. You know,
this is also the thing that really always infuriated me.
No disrespect to any New Yorkers, by the way. But go ahead.
I was always infuriated, like, when I was with a comic or something, and they would just throw out, like, an entire bag, like, a fast food bag full of shit.
Yeah.
And just throw it out, like, on the highway or some shit like that. I was like, what the fuck,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of annoying.
You know, the first...
All the thing, like, you're going to make the world dirtier just so your car isn't dirty
and
right
the,
now?
Chances are the car is probably dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it wasn't like, making much
like,
of a difference.
It's not like it's super clean, and then they're just like, you know what? I'm a, you know, not make sure my car's not as, it's just stupid. People that do cigarettes too, like people that smoke cigarettes do the most. And it's like, I don't understand why people still smoke cigarettes. It's so dumb. Like, I don't want to promote drugs, but there's so many better drugs out there than cigarettes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I don't understand. And you know it kills you. Like, back in the day, people used to prescribe cigarettes because it was, you know, doctors used to prescribe. Like, hey, oh, you're stressing out? Here's a cigarette. You know, but now it's like, you know it's killing you. And you're like, I'm still going to do it. It's like, no, why? I don't understand why you still smoke cigarettes, man. You're stupid. If you haven't been smoking long, I know you smoke, Brian, you're dumb. So, like, listen, if you haven't been smoking. Smoking for like at least how? Oh, you did quit.
I quit.
Oh, good job, man. Good job. I was going there. Look. Wait. How long did you smoke for?
Off and on for about.
But when did you start? When did you start?
16.
See, that's what a year when you start. But there's people that started in their 20s, and I'm like, Brett, you know, like when you're a kid, you're like, ooh, what is this? You know what I mean?
It's so bad.
I'm so cool. You smoke a cigarette, but like people that start smoking and they're grown, it's like you are so dumb, and someone needs to love you because why else would you smoke cigarettes? I don't understand it. Man.
There's something attractive about a hot girl who smokes a cigarette because she knows it's killing.
Man, I don't even find girls that hot if they smoke a cigarette, man. They just immediately go down. Like if you're 10, you smoke a cigarettes immediately. At 9.9. I don't like it.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, you probably still fine. If you fine, you gotta do a lot. Even women, I hate. Like people talk smack all the time. Like, oh man, you can be as beautiful as you want to be, but if you have a bad personality, you don't. It's like that's not true. Like that's not true. I don't like you, but you're still fine. You know what I mean? Like,
you still acknowledge the goods.
Yeah, it's like, man, you stupid fine. Like, yeah. So
there's something that just, you know, because I was like a mohawked punk when I was younger. There's something rebellious about just like, I don't give a fuck if I die.
Oh, really?
I'm going to smoke this cigarette. And it's just like, I like that. I like that. About, I like your disregard for your whole.
But it's such a like it's such a pussy ass way to kill yourself though. Like there's so many cooler drugs you could do to, if you really want to die, like and not give a fuck. It's just like oh, but like a tiny bit at a time.
I don't know why you're being so mean to this girl I made up. I'm like, she's sweet.
Not even her. She's beautiful. I'm just talking about. I just mean in general about the.
You don't know her like I do. All right.
Why you cover up your laugh? I don't understand. Like, you can laugh, man.
That's the only laughs I get, by the way. When I go to, it's a hand over the mouth. I don't want to laugh at this.
Oh, well, you do a whole bunch of probably your jokes. Then, like you probably do some. Probably do some sketchy jokes to people that come in. How many people do O's?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's the fucking worst.
Make up
your mind, you pussy. Either be upset or laugh.
If you're not 35 years old, you haven't seen everything happen already.
Right?
How are you shocked? Yeah.
How is anything scary to you
anymore?
But I hate when
they laugh at something that's like that's kind of messed up, and then you do a joke that's probably the same, like parallel.
Right?
And they're like, "Oh,
well, it's like really like, that's just, the same." You just were cool with it. Yeah. Like,
way to pick and choose.
You set me up to do this one because you laughed at that one.
I was on Twitter and this guy says, "For once," he tweeted me, "For once, I want to see a black comedian that doesn't joke about race." And I tweeted him back. I was like, "Well, I'll stop joking about race when it stops being a part of my life. In the meantime, just stop laughing, stop watching me." You know what I mean? And he was like, "But he was really." Offend. He's like, I'm just saying, why you gotta make fun of white people? Because I do in this joke, I said she was white, by the way. Something stupid like that.
I know the joke.
She was white, by the way. But in my first episode on AGT, I said she was black, by the way. But no one, he didn't say anything about it. And it's like it's the same joke. It's the same gag. You know what I mean?
Also, go to a comedy club. You'll see a black comic not talking about. It's like you only know Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock.
I know
what you see at AGT.
And
like,
then on top of that, that's not the only thing they talk about. You know what I mean? Like, it's way deeper. Like
Of course.
Chris Rock, I watch Chris Rock. I mean, Chris Rock's amazing. He's a legend. One, you know, best comedians ever. I mean, but for the most part, when I watch him, I'm not like dying laughing. I'm just like, you're right.
I'm like,
I agree.
Yeah. You know,
like,
I think that happens in general in stand-up. Like, the longer you do it, the less you laugh. Like, it takes usually, it takes more, like, absurdity or something really has to be an angle, like, oh, shit, I never even thought of that.
Do you think that ruined, like, comedy ruined stand-up a little bit for you? Like,
no.
You don't think so?
No. Yeah, I think it's just...
do. You think so? Yeah.
What do you mean? Why? Because I can still... And I know not a lot of comics can do this, but I can still watch it like an audience member and like understand like things that I don't like. I can understand why they like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I also don't get mad at comedy that I don't like as easy either. You know what I mean?
You feel like you got mad when you weren't doing comedy? You would get upset with it?
No, not at all. But I'm saying like, you know how like some people just are very particular about the kind of comedy that they like. And if they watch something like, I don't hate on Dan Cook. I don't hate on Larry the Cable Guy. Like, I understand why those things work.
Yeah.
That's not my favorite thing, though.
Why do you feel like comedy ruined it for you?
What I feel like is that I know the tricks.
Yeah.
And I know
sure.
And so I know what's coming. And so, like what I was thinking about with you talking about Chris Rock, when I see Chris Rock go, it's like watching Mayweather, it's like watching a master, and I'm just like sitting there soaking it all in, seeing what he's doing, and I very rarely find myself in the moment just laughing.
Yeah, I can
do that live. Like if it's on television, I can't do that.
Jamar Neighbors does that to me. He's the last comic standing.
Ron Taylor for me too.
Oh, Ron Taylor.
Ron Taylor, yeah. Jamar Neighbors, both of them. Mm-hmm. But there's a few comedians. I mean, I still laugh. I still like dying.
For sure.
You know the hardest I've ever laughed in my entire life watching stand-up was watching Gary Cannon.
Yeah?
That's the hardest. It was the hardest I've ever laughed.
You mean all the way through the whole set? Or?
Well, I didn't watch his whole, I mean, he just did like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 10 to 15 minutes, but like, he was at Hooters. It was a Hooters open mic in Hollywood.
And this
was recent. This was like, man, this had been like, this was like, maybe earlier this year.
Was his material the funniest, or was the situation funny?
It was a mixture, but
exactly because that's the thing is it's never just somebody's like thoughts anymore. But, it's not going to be like, man, I can't wait to see how he's going to handle this bachelorette party. But you know,
it was because he was destroying everybody. mm-hmm. in the crowd, like mm-hmm. everybody. He was so offensive, but it was so funny. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just the funniest thing. I couldn't breathe. Like, that's the first time I was laughing watching comedy.
Yeah.
And I was laughing so hard. I was like, all right, you got to stop. You know what I mean? Like, I was,
yeah.
I was like, I can't take it. Like, I couldn't. And I wanted to get up and leave because my stomach was hurting so bad. That's right. How hard. I've never laughed. But I mean, he's not my favorite, you know, comedian. But yeah. like, I've never, and all the comedy I've ever watched in my entire life, that's the hardest I've ever laughed. In yeah. my, I couldn't breathe.
That's
but some,
crazy.
He was so funny because he kept messing with everybody in the crowd. There's some dude that threatened to fight him. It was so funny. He got up. He's like, I'm going to knock you out, bro. And it was so funny.
That's
and
funny.
He's like, chill out. And then he still made fun of him. It was just the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's funny because Hooters gets such a weird, it's just tourist traffic because it's yeah. right on Hollywood Boulevard. So you yeah, got like yeah. an international.
It's always like something bizarre. Like the audience is always a bizarre mixture.
It's like doing comedy at the airport.
I had pretty much. And, we're doing a Hudson News tour.
Yeah. It's pretty random. I mean, they get people in there. So, but yeah, man. I mean, I do feel like comedy. You know, doing comedy ruined it a little bit for me because, like he said, I'm just breaking it down. I'm like, okay, yeah. that's a great setup. Oh man, what kind of tag? Oh, look at that callback. You know, that's the whole time right. I'm watching.
Or that the way that they deliver it too. I like to analyze the way people say things how changing an inflection. Oh, yeah. if you say that phrase like this, like you could probably like either elicit yeah. more of a laugh, less of a laugh. Like Andrew's analyzing all of that stuff.
I was
too.
Like, man, it'd be funny if he just added this. Right. Yeah. Or he just called this back. That'd have been funny. Or I thought he was gonna do this, he should have did that.
Yeah.
You know, I was at the improv recently and I had a hardest I've laughed at stand up a while was Brent Weinbach. Do you know him?
No.
Brent Weinbach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's great. And and I also don't get his brain. At all, so I don't see what's coming.
Oh, really?
At all, so I feel like he's a weird dude, and he's wrapped a piece of paper straw around two fingers and claimed that was like Michael Jackson's glove, and he was just like moving his hand around like Michael Jackson and singing Michael. I can't explain to you how
is this sound
hilarious.
Funny.
Yeah, it sounds funny.
Yeah, because I see your finger.
And doing this finger thing with the glove.
And it's just two fingers. Yeah. That's how big the impression is. It's two fingers it's
just,
big.
It, with paper straw. It was the funniest thing. And I just did not see any of it coming. Yeah, that guy is so brilliant.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's so many comedians I watch and I'll just get sad. that was me the whole time at Just for Laughs. I'll just watch people like, oh, okay. All right, well, I'll just go back to the hotel. Yeah. Like, there's so many funny.
Yeah, you texted me about Tommy John again.
Oh man, yeah. Oh,
he's
man.
So great.
There was, and he went up, and there was. I think it was on the same night. There was some whoever closed. There was someone that closed on that show.
Yeah.
That it absolutely slaughtered. Like, yeah. And it's some comedian from New York that he's like, I got more Twitter followers than him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't even know who he is. And he just, I mean, everyone else knows him. Like, he's known in the industry. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was just, I was like, oh, man, when he pops, like, when he gets that, when he gets that, it was insane. I was like, this dude is so funny. And it's the same thing. I was like, I didn't see any of it coming. Like, it was just different. And then I mean, I guess it's a New York style of comedy, but I don't see a lot of New York comedians. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But it was definitely like a, you know, I don't care type attitude. Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't care. But it was his joke writing was insane. Like, it was just.
This is why I think you're going to be okay. This is your attitude. I feel like you got the right attitude because you're, I mean, if listeners don't know, Preacher's popping right now.
And he was just on this season of America's Got Talent, and he's done very well so far.
But
yeah.
like you still like, I feel like you're just so into getting better, and you're not unrealistic.
That's what's great. Yeah, that's what's great is like, it's sometimes good things do happen to the right comics. You know what I mean?
Because I know so many people like, could have half the attention Preachers have, and they would already be the worst person on earth.
Yeah.
You know,
man, I'm still broke though. So I mean, like,
but not even money. It's about ego and power. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But like, no, like
or perceived
you,
power.
Yeah, yeah. You're not like you're never just like I'm the best. You
yeah, because I'm not. I know. Well, I know where I'm at. Because I know. I think I'm funny. But I just know where my funny level is. If that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I know where I'm at, and I know what I can do, what I can't do, and I was talking about that video. I was talking about the funny lazy people, and you're like, why you make that video about me? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because there's so many people that are way funnier than me, but they just don't work as hard. So it's just like it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like if you can have all the power in the world if you don't use it. Like it's, you just have something.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, being the best pickup basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like what Martin Luther King said. He's like, talent is the desire to practice. So it's like I don't know if he said that, but someone else. Don't know it. First thing I made that up. But like, but I felt like if I just said it, you wouldn't listen to me. So I just had to put an important name up front.
I was like, oh, man, I don't know this quote. This is impressive. Yeah.
It was him or Michael Jordan, but, you know, just some big thing.
Dude, I saw on the internet you posted some video, and then you immediately posted when you got a thumbs down. On it, I can't remember what it was, but you were like, already got a thumbs down.
Oh yeah, because so I have on my YouTube channel, like I've gotten a lot of subscribers. Like when I first before I went on America's Got Talent is amazing. It's been amazing for me.
Yeah,
I had like maybe 400 or 600 subscribers or whatever, which I thought was great. I was like, oh, I'm doing great.
Yeah,
and now I'm at like I just passed 60,000. You know what I mean? Which is insane. I just hit 60,000. And so I posted a video, and I'm like, and I it's pretty cool because I post it, and then like immediately I have like a flood of comments, right? And so So I posted it, and I refresh, and immediately a dislike. I was like, you have to be subscribed to me to see this.
Yeah.
There's no way you see it that fast. So the person that subscribed to me, I'm like, how do you dislike it? It's just, so I have someone that specifically subscribed to me to dislike my video.
Right.
But it's just the funniest thing.
Right.
But it's like, I got to give them respect because they have to still click on it super fast. You know what I mean?
They're dedicated to hate you.
Dislike. They gotta have timing, but whatever.
Do the commenters bother you? Does that get
no,
to you?
No. Because, I mean, at first it did. Yeah. At first it did, because there's so many people.
Yeah.
Saying horrible shit.
Oh, they say so many. Someone said, I hope I die, and it's just like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And I was like, you don't want me to get hurt first? You're just going to skip all those levels? Like, you know?
Also, what a waste of hope.
I hope you break your arm. Yeah.
Everybody dies.
I know everybody dies. Yeah.
What a waste of hope.
Wait, be patient. It'll happen. You first, though.
Show me how it works.
Yeah. I can afford health insurance now. So, I mean, at first, it would bother me, all the negative comments or whatever. But then I just had to focus on, like, oh, I got way more likes than I have dislikes. No one's going to love you. Like, the only videos that have no dislikes on YouTube are the ones no one knows about. So it's like, if you're doing something, you're going to have some people that don't like you. So it's, it did bother me.
Because it's interesting the position you're in, because you're a stand-up comic, been doing it 10 years, but you're popping in a pop culture way. So it's not like you're getting big within the comedy community, the people, fans of comedy. You're getting people from everything.
This is like primetime TV people. Like, these are the
And especially somebody like you, who's like, you're a clean comic, but you're just guaranteed to offend somebody just because of the net you're casting. It's so big that there's just no way.
Without being like even trying to be edgy or anything, like there's still just going to be people that's like, I don't like that one.
Yeah,
you know?
Nothing you can do.
There's going to be people be offended, but I mean, it's whatever. I mean, it's funny because you said that America's Got Talent, you know, it's like a mainstream. Because when I got on it, it was like so many friends and family that was like, oh, congratulations, great. Yeah. And then when I went to Just for Laughs or whatever, it was all the industry, all the comedians, and all the people that are like, oh my gosh, they was reacting. Like it's just a different thing,
right?
So I mean, America's Got Talent. I mean, they're great, man. Most of the people that watch it don't even have social media. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, it's middle of America. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it is good. It's great. You know what I mean? Like, it's great because they come out, like you were saying before, like, those are the people that come out the shows. I remember you telling me that before I did my first show.
Yeah.
And you were right. You were right.
These are the people that are going to buy the tickets. That's why it's good.
Exactly. Because you go to colleges, and the kids, they have all the social media. You know what I mean? They're on Twitter. They're on Instagram.
And they're more likely to support you digitally. Than support you financially.
They'll watch all your YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. But like the older people that come out to the comedy, they're like,
the ones with a 401k,
they're going to come out and pay
$40, have dinner and drinks, and watch a stand-up show.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. I like your suitcase, by
the way.
Thank
you. I appreciate it.
Did you make this?
Yes.
Right? This is a fire suit.
Yeah.
You really
didn't
make it?
I did. Oh, I didn't make the suitcase itself, but I recovered it. Yeah.
Oh, with fabric. So you like sewed it on?
I glued it on.
What?
And I just tucked it into the seam.
Like Mod Podge?
Oh, yeah, that's Mod Podge. Pretty incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's an old timey suitcase with like a floral pattern. You can't see this, but
she did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Pretty dope. Like, you can carry all kind of drugs in this. Absolutely. No one's gonna think, oh, this flower suitcase.
Yeah,
that's a drug.
I have carried drugs in it.
Have you really?
When I used to sell weed, I used to keep everything.
I didn't know you sold weed.
Yeah.
Have you even looked in there? You know, there might be drugs in there now.
Is there really drugs in there?
No.
I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to, like,
got your fingerprints. Come on in, boys.
You thought this was a podcast? A setup? No. That's hilarious. No, you sold drugs?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody has when trying to do stand-up, right?
No, I never sold drugs.
Some people just buy them.
Oh. Are you talking about weed?
I didn't sell a card. No, not drugs. Oh, okay. Just weed. I sold weed.
I sold weapons.
Did you really?
Nice.
No. Okay.
We have a mutual friend that sold weapons. Big Tim used to sell guns. Remember?
He did sell guns.
Yeah.
He did sell guns.
Big Tim sounds like he sold guns.
Yep. He does. Yeah, he looks like it too. Right. Yep. Yeah. He plays that role very well. He used to go on stage in overalls and shit.
Man, let me tell you something. So this is one of the worst times of my life. I got scammed for like $5,000 when I didn't have any money. Sucks. I had like maybe $100 left. I had an orientation and I ended up getting a job. But I didn't have a job at one point. And I was like living with like five people in one hotel room. And
my whole,
it was so bad. And then my ex at the time, who I was crazy in love with, she didn't want me or whatever. And I was trying to get her back and all stuff. Some dude scammed for $5,000. I hit up Big Tim. I was like, let me get that gun. I was super crazy at that point.
Yeah.
Because I was like, my whole life was falling apart. And he was like, I ain't giving you no gun. Shut up.
He's
like, the weapons dealer with the conscience.
You know what he said? He's like, you got potential, you stupid. I'm not lying. I was like, okay. But I remember him talking so much smack. Like, I'll if you need guns, I got you. I remember him saying that years before. And I'm like, I needed you to come through for me. And I was like, I didn't even know how to.
Turns out he did come through.
I know. Right. I'm glad
Thank
he did.
Thank God, right?
Yeah.
Living in a hotel room, damn.
Oh, yeah. It was fine.
This is in Florida?
Yes, yeah, in Florida. Oh, my life, it was so bad right there. But it just sucked. So I remember hitting up Big Tim for that. He's like, I'm not giving you. Shut up.
Yeah.
I was so mad. I was like, you're treating me like I'm a kid. All right?
I'm grown. I want a gun.
I know. It's so funny. I'm so stupid. Well, I was stupid.
So if you didn't have the $5,000, how did you lose it?
Oh, because they scammed me. They wrote a bad check. It was, and if I tell you the story, you're going to be like, you idiot. But I had no money at the time, and they got me because I was like, oh, perfect. And at first, I was like, nah, man, it's a scam. And then I was like, wait a second, okay. And then he like convinced me.
Yeah.
And then he just got me. So, I mean.
So you had to give him your last $100, and then he said he was going to send you $5,000, and he never sent you any money.
Yeah, something like, I mean, it was
right,
something like that. Yeah. So I wrote a bad check, and it was $5,000. And so I was.
Are you still paying that off?
Damn.
Yeah, I'm still paying up. I mean, yeah. I can't even have a regular bank account because the checks, you know, with the check systems.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they won't let me get a regular bank account. So I had to get a special bank account. And, you know, it sucks, man. It really sucks because you can't even, like, rent cars. You can't do
all that. So they hold your checks for, like, a bunch of longer time?
No, it's just you can't have a bank account. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be with Chase. You can't be with Bank America. You can't be with anybody that has check systems or there's some other kind of. Some other kind of systems that people use, but you can't use any. I'm with TD Bank because TD Bank can they have that forgiveness thing.
Yeah.
So Wells Fargo said they have this forgive. They're not for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it sucks, man. Because I told Bank of America, I'm like, look, man, it was a scam. They was like, well, you were in on it or something. I don't know. It just didn't work out. So I'm still paying it off. But I mean, I'll be fine in a few months, obviously, because I'm on the road and stuff. But yeah.
Do people just automatically assume that you have money though because you did the show?
Oh man, all the time, all the time.
We can acknowledge it. Make fun of it all the time.
Yes, people think I have money. people think I'm. Yeah, there was I got in an argument with a family member because they asked me to come hang out with them, and I was like, well, yeah, they's like, can you hang out? And I was like, well, I can't because I'm busy. I mean, you can come this way, but I can't go that way because it's gonna be hours for me to get there. And then we're going to hang out and it's going to be out. That's a whole day. You know what I mean? And then I don't have the funds to get down there. Like, I can't, Uber. And then they was like.
Right, like San Diego or something?
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're on this TV show and da-da-da-da. And then they start doing, you know, start going off.
Right.
Like, were they trying to hang out before you were on the TV show?
I mean, yeah, they're still, they would yeah, they would not as much. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's not as much trying to hang out, but yeah. I mean, the reason they hit me up to hang out because my mom was in town. So they were like, okay, how about everybody come? You know what I mean? So, but yeah, so I mean, yeah, so that happens. It's like they're on a TV show. It's like, well, that the TV show doesn't pay me the money unless I win.
You know right,
I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, me being on the TV show is great because now I have recognition and people want to book me more because they're like, oh, yeah, some people want to book me more. I don't even go to certain open mics because I still can't get on stage.
It's the most insane thing in the world to me.
Comedians, it's so dumb, but comedians don't watch TV shows. I remember when I went to an open mic. I'm not going to say the open mic. I went to an open mic and they wouldn't let me on stage and I walked outside. I got recognized by like five people in one block. It was two families and then there was two kids that came up to me and they were like, are you pastor? And I'm like, you know what? It's close enough. But it's so, yeah. So, I mean, I get recognized more. So
maybe they thought you were Pastor Troy.
I know, right? I actually like that. He's pretty dope, man. Yeah. I like his song, War. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's pretty dope, man.
That it drives me crazy that people don't like because Los Angeles, if you're starting out here, you probably know the least amount about comedy than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because this is such a hard place to start.
So hard.
So they don't know anything.
Yeah.
And so like it's like it's your job as a host to know who can go straight up. That's just a thing right up on the mic. Like walk right up and you just got to know.
Yeah. You know what's funny that you were talking about how one of the only people that make you laugh and die laughing is Jamar Neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Not going to say who it was. So they had an open mic and they wouldn't let him up. Because they was like, nope, we got to go by the rules. I was like, no, the rules don't apply for him. No. The rules don't apply for Jamar Neighbors because he's Jamar Neighbors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's not even just that, but the rules are I can put up whoever the fuck I want to.
What the hell are you talking?
What are the rules?
You gotta know when to. Man, I'm putting up Jamar.
It's the same thing we've talked about this, but it's in every form of a job. Where, for instance, like if you're working at a restaurant or something like that, and they're swamped and. Somebody famous walks in, they get the fucking next table.
Exactly.
It's not because that person. It's making your establishment better. That's the point.
Exactly.
That's why bumping is a thing.
Because having
Jamar Neighbors do time, people are gonna be like, "Fuck, that guy was really funny." I didn't know, you know.
Yeah, bumping is fine as long as it's
it's worth it. It's not just you putting up your schleppy friends.
I remember Ron Funches. He posted. He was like, "Yeah, just got bumped at the Comedy Cellar by Dave Chappelle." Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He's like excited. It's like, come on.
Of course. Well, for sure.
Yeah. So. Please bump me.
You gotta know that.
I would love to be. I would tell that story. Be like, hey, guess who got bumped by Dave Chappelle?
Guess who had to follow Dave Chappelle?
That's a credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can headline comedy clubs,
right?
That's a credit.
Or no, Dave Chappelle opened for me.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
People have definitely used sketchier credits.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
No, I run a mic. I've barely been able to run it lately because I've been booked on Fridays. But like. When I go up, I'm like, this is rigged. If I think you're super funny or if you're like doing something, I'm going to put you up. And if that hurts your feelings, you can leave.
Yeah.
You can go fuck yourself. I don't care.
But that's how it's supposed to be,
I know.
Dude.
Like, but I have to make an announcement because otherwise I've been trash talked online. People like trying to stir up something being like rigged bucket, like this open mic is rigged. And I'm like, yeah. Have you ever been to an unrigged mic?
Yeah,
it's brutal.
Yeah. But I mean. But
it's horrible is what it is.
I just don't I can understand if you're just putting up unfunny friends. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I'm talking about.
I can understand.
Just stop making friends with unfunny people.
Yeah. But there's so many nice people. There's so many nice people. I feel like the nicest people are funny.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like
you gotta have a little hate in your heart.
Yeah, a little
to be really funny.
If I meet someone mean, I'm like, oh, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Like,
they've gotta be so good. Funny. Yeah.
Or they're bitter because they fail. And they're 97 years old. So like
either way, still funny to be around.
Yeah, still fun
to be around.
Yeah. It's, you know.
All right, I'm going to do one of the awkward segues because Carmen tries to be smooth.
She's so smooth, man.
I know.
He fucking ruins it every time. So it would be seamless.
You have to say doing the awkward segues, man.
I know.
But that's the point. It's just,
okay, do the awkward segue. Go ahead.
So now the next thing on this list that we have.
This is how smooth. I know, right? This is how smooth Carmen was. When she did it, I was like, I'm going to continue the conversation, but I'm winking at you. That was good. That's hilarious.
I do it on stage all the time where I'm just like, that's one of my favorite things is being able to piece two things together, how to get from one thing to another.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those my favorite exercises for me. So, like, this podcast has been really fun. But then every time I do it, because everybody's in on the joke, it's like nobody lets me do the joke. I'm like, God damn it. Let me flex the one thing I'm good at.
You ever be like doing crowd work, right? Mm-hmm. And then someone like opens you up to a joke and you have a full bit on it and you're like, thank you. Like, and I'm like, I love that.
And then people are like, that's so amazing. So that was so hard. Can't believe you came up with it. I just can't stop it.
You know, I just thought about it 4 years ago.
Yeah. I've had 14 rewrites of that on my laptop.
Do you write your jokes on your laptop?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't either.
You don't either?
You know what I'll do sometimes? Lately, what I've been doing, because I feel like I need to get better, is I will come up with a joke on stage over and over and run it over and over again and then record it. And once I've gotten it, like, made into a thought, I'll write it out and then try to punch it up after that. But I'll come up with it on stage and then write it out, and it's made me a lot better.
That's different. Yeah, man. That's different.
Do you listen to your sets?
Yeah, I listen to all my
sets. See, I don't do that.
Why?
That's
you don't like your voice? I don't like my voice either when I first listened to it.
Right. But you know then I mean? I remember, it's fucked up because I know it works. I'm an auditory learner anyways, you know?
Yeah.
So I write everything on stage, and then I don't think about it.
Wait, so you have an idea and you just go on stage?
Yeah, yeah. I work it out up there.
That's how Kevin Hart does.
Yeah,
I remember.
Burr does it too. You just have bullet points.
You can tell Bill Burr does it.
Yeah,
though. Like his whole style is rant. Mm-hmm. Like he's a genius.
Yeah,
he's so good.
He really is.
He really can't turn it off. You know what I mean?
I know.
So like, but that's the whole thing is like. Then I've like recently started listening to sets. First of all, I can't even believe how I get away with saying some of the shit I say on stage. And then second of all, like, I was just, I don't know, like, sometimes I've just, like, gone off and said some pretty fucked up outlandish things, and people are just cool with it.
You're
just so likable. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm trying to push that.
It's a real tone shifter.
What do you mean?
Like, we went to Tulare together, and it was just like, this can only be a closing set. Like, she was so dark and so intense. And
oh,
so
it?
Good.
You seen it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, dope.
And I just shift it, and like not a lot of people can smile and talk about murder, you know. And I can, and I've been doing it.
It's one of those things where it's like I can, no matter like even if I had the best set of my life, it just felt like that should have ended the evening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even if it goes fine,
and I
get loud laughs, it's just like the tone of it. Just felt like it should have been last.
I never
you
had
can get
it.
Away
explain,
with
explain like that. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a pretty yeah.
Yeah, like I don't. I guess because I that explains why a lot of times the shows are different after I go up.
Right.
It's not like in a bad way. It's just you have to be like I worked with a dude recently, and I'm like I'm just that's it's that prior thing.
Is
that,
it a
that
new
honesty?
Thing that
no,
you're
it's
doing?
The honesty. It's. I just got to the point where I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just going to be and see what I can get away with. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and we've talked about the whole, and I've been nonstop thinking about it, but like OJ Simpson has got to be one of the most charming human beings on the planet, right? Like,
is he?
I mean, he got come on. Like,
I have a friend of mine, who's really, you know, he's cool with him and you know, OJ.
Really?
And a lot of other people. That, you know, he works in the industry.
Ask you who that
but
is.
Well, this he was saying how you know OJ he really didn't do it, but OJ's a horrible person. Like he's such a bad person.
You can be a bad person, but a charming like the guy can work a room. The guy can make people feel. I mean,
his
you don't,
parole hearing was pretty funny. He was joking a lot.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He wrote a book about how he didn't do it, but if he did, like, he sold those books.
Yeah, but...
You know what I mean?
He didn't sell them. They canceled it before he got a chance to sell them.
No, but listen...
I would have bought it if he did sell them.
No, but listen, so this is...
But you're also the dude that listens to the Mel Gibson tapes. You know what I mean?
Just to wind down.
So this is. So listen, this is why... You listen to Mel Gibson? All right.
Take a nap.
So... Do you really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You got it. Oh, you do?
I don't know.
No, I'm busting his balls. Go ahead.
No, but I'm saying how, okay, this is what he was telling me. He was saying how how he went to, one time he went to a party, right? He was going to a party and the OJ's party, OJ's house or whatever. And then when he was walking up, they was like, hey, I don't think you want to go in there because, you know, and he's like, why? It's like, they got a whole bunch of alcohol and drugs or whatever. He's like, because he doesn't drink or do alcohol. And he's like, ah, I'll be fine. I'm just going to say hi to OJ and I'm going to leave. And he walks into the party and then, like, you know, it's a crazy party.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
What's the chick that died?
Nicole Simpson.
Nicole, whatever. She's in the pool and she's getting, like, a train ran on her by, like, some other dudes in the pool. And then, you know, OJ's in a different room just doing drugs with all these other people. So, I mean, it wasn't, you know, the cheating thing. They had, like, this open, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then
Hollywood.
She's with the juice. It's going to be open.
So, she when she got murdered, she, you know, she had an open necktie. No one talks about that. When they cut the tongue. Where whatever it was like a drug deal. So what happened was they would go to OJ and be like, hey, where's the money? And then she's like, ah, don't, that's not my money. Go to Nicole, whatever, because it was Nicole that got the drugs. And so they went to Nicole like, hey, where's the money? Like, oh, get it from OJ. And like they went to OJ, hey man, where's the money? Get it from Nicole. I didn't order the drugs. That was Nicole did it. And they went, they got tired of it, murdered her and the dude that delivered the drugs. So he's a horrible person. Mm. But as far as him doing it, because he got cheated on, I don't think that no one even talks about the drugs. There's so much drugs involved.
Wow,
no one ever talks about that.
Wow, that's insane.
But yeah. So just fun fact. But he's friend. He was he's friends.
Anyway. It was really fun. Yeah. Fact.
So anyway, but
that's, but all I'm saying is he's fun. Okay,
yeah.
And like, and that's like a lot of people after shows they'll say who you remind them of, right? Like,
you get OJ?
No, I don't get OJ. I wish. Are you kidding me?
That's so funny, man.
I wish.
I don't know why, Carmen, you just Hannibal Lecter. I get this vibe. get this vibe, you know, just this Virginia Tech vibe. But you're just, I don't know. But, you know, I don't know if it's because you killed it or like, no, I'm sorry.
Virginia Tech vibe.
Oh,
that was a good one.
That's ridiculous.
That dude was so weird because, like, he killed all them people and then he, like, posted pictures. And it's like, wouldn't you want to see, like, people's react? Like, even if I...
Virginia Tech guy?
Yeah. Like, I mean, when I do a trick on someone, like a prank, I want to see their reaction. You know what I mean? If I can't see the reaction, I'm like, it's not even worth it.
Well, yeah, just like a surprise. Why would you want to surprise someone when you're not there to see
and
them
you're
be
not
surprised?
There to see
yeah.
It. So it's like he did all that murdering and then he posted pictures. I mean, he sent pictures to like the news station and he was like posing with guns. Like,
yeah,
you
he
don't
recorded
know,
a manifesto.
You know what I mean? Like, he said what?
He recorded himself saying why he was doing it. I was listening to it recently.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and he's geez, just, is that the new Mel Gibson tapes?
Wait, why do you, I know, right?
He was crazy, but he was just like, you know, society has gone in a really bad direction.
That's how all manifestos go.
Every syllable in every word. And it's like,
he was Asian though, right?
But could you imagine?
I mean, I'm not saying that all Asian people
he was Asian. But until he killed somebody, if somebody came up to you and was like, hello, my name is, and you're like, arrest that guy now.
Arrest
that guy now.
What can I give you? Let me get a number one extra fry. Oh,
yeah.
We're gonna give you a warrant for your arrest.
His first word was like mother.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like kill it now. Kill that thing now. Yeah, it's good before it kills us.
Mother, I would like some more food, please.
That's crazy. Yeah, he sounds like a murderer.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, I worked with this dude this past weekend or a couple weekends ago, and
man,
he just has a tie.
Way past that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
He had like this, like you know, he's one of those comics that's been doing it a long time, and he hasn't updated.
Yeah.
Enough.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. No. Seinfeld updated actually.
He writes jokes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So at this point, it's for the point of ego. You can't not write new jokes.
Yeah.
He has to. This guy, like, so if I'm up, you're up there, like. Being, it's the whole, it's trying to get to that Richard Pryor, like complete, like transparency. Like, I don't care if it's good or bad or if I'm right or wrong, but this is just what I think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you present an audience with an idea like that, and then somebody's up there, like trying to do an impression of like
George Carlin.
So it was just
Andrew Dice Jackson,
which is
what I did after Carmen was talking.
That's
about.
Actually what I listen to when I go to sleep. So I kind of
Andrew Dice Jackson.
But somebody going up and just doing like contrived stuff that they've been doing a long time that sounds tired. Like people aren't going to be able to they're not going to be able to go with you because they already, I just showed them something that's like
real.
Yeah,
some,
you know?
some new and updated, and they're like, man, airplane food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's but, something like that. Yeah,
but, okay, I'm not trying to do an airplane food joke, but like I was in the airport, and the food, there was like, I went to get a tuna sandwich. About a year and a half ago, and I went to get a tuna sandwich, and it was like maybe like $14 or something like that.
Yeah,
obviously
typical airport prices, right? Too much money, yeah.
But I don't understand. Like, do they have to pay rent or something? Why is it so expensive? Like, are they like renting?
Because you're trapped.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So
it's a matter of them. You can't leave to go get food. Yeah, you can't leave to go get food. You have to buy the food there because you already went through security. You know.
But wouldn't it be smarter if someone was like, I'm just going to do regular price?
I think you're onto something, though. I do think it costs more money to run a shop out of an airport than it does on a corner.
That's what I'm assuming.
Is it though? Because then how come like Hudson News doesn't have like a regular store? It's just all at airports.
But when you go to Europe, the food is cheaper at the airports.
Really?
Yeah. So that makes me think that they have a different system set up. Because I've ate McDonald's in European airports, and it's pretty much the same price.
Yeah,
as
when
it
you
is
go
on the street.
A mall, it's more expensive than it is an actual store. Like a Subway sandwich is more expensive at a mall. So I think at airport they raise the price for rent, and then they're like, oh, we're gonna raise the price for rent, and we're gonna raise the price for this tuna sandwich. It's not even. I remember when I was about to eat, I didn't even buy it, but I was like, it's $15. And then the cashier started laughing. I was like, okay, so you know. Like,
yeah. I'm not crazy. $15 for a tuna itself is a bit much.
Yeah, because like a tuna can is like, what, a dollar?
Yeah,
not
if
even.
That.
It's not even a dollar. Yeah, right? See, that's stupid.
And if you're trying to eat healthy in an airport, forget it. Like, you're paying 15 bucks for Burger
King. It sucks going on the road. It sucks going on the road and trying to eat healthy. Because it's like, you can't.
Are you got
you
a special
can.
Diet,
you should
right?
just travel with a bullet. That's what I did.
A bullet?
Yeah, like the Magic Bullets, those little blenders and shit. Then you could just go to a grocery store, you get vegetables and stuff, you can make smoothies in the room. I used to travel with a juicer.
But
not a bad idea. Yeah.
But if you're flying all the time, you take that tiny little blender, that personal
would they let
blender.
You take all them blades on the plane? Would they let you?
You're going to check it. Just check it. Check your bag. I mean, if you're going to have merch and shit, you got to check a bag anyways.
Okay.
You
know? Sometimes I don't. Yeah.
You just wear all 40 shirts?
Yeah. Right. I'm just trying to save so much money.
From small to extra large in a row.
I don't check bags. I just bring the bag on. I bring that giant suitcase on the plane. And they don't. You rarely get caught. You rarely get caught. Most people don't care. There's always that one loser that takes their job too seriously.
Yeah, you just gotta
have
the
guts to do
it.
Again, it goes back to what we were talking about. Like it's always like somebody who just started their job that wants to go by all the rules.
Yeah.
Because there's
no rigged buckets. You got to understand the bucket is always rigged. No matter what job you have, the bucket's rigged.
It is. So, I mean, but there's so much room on the overhead that it always fits. Mm-hmm. So, I don't usually check my bag, but whatever.
Yeah, I try to just fly the ones that give you the check bags now.
Which one of those?
Southwest. Like
Southwest.
Nice.
Virgin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I just fly what I can afford. So
I know everybody says you should have a loyalty to a thing so you get points and all that shit, but sometimes it's like so much of a difference in price. I'm just fuck
the
that.
The people who are telling you this started.
I just got a $67 plane ticket from.
Dude, Allegiant, man. I just got an $89 ticket to fucking Springfield, Missouri.
I'm flying into Orlando, $89 on Virgin, two free check bags. One free check bag.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I was about to say, it's a great. That's an incredible deal, but the fact you get the check in two bags.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's one. Sorry.
One
carry
but
on.
But still, a free check bag for $89
across the country? Direct flight. Are you kidding me?
Impressive.
This is good listening.
I mean,
here.
I mean, that's cheaper than the Uber.
This is what people want to hear.
I know, right? That's hilarious.
Why does it say don't say thank you when open the door?
I just hate when people don't say thank you when I open the door for someone. Because, I mean, when you open the door, that actually takes physical strength. I mean, I know it's not hard, but you're doing it. A thank you doesn't take any physical strength. I mean, obviously you're...
You just have to flex your vocal cords.
You gotta flex your vocal cords, yes. So, I mean, I just hate when people don't say thank you. So annoying.
Southern boy.
It's super... Well, I mean, I guess so. Memphis, Tennessee. But or just maybe I'm just a a nice person. You know what I mean? Like not a good person.
And you should just you want it to be reciprocated. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to put out good in the world.
Even yeah. Evil people say thank you. Say what?
Have you ever confronted somebody for not?
Yes. If someone doesn't say, if someone, well, it depends. It depends. Like sometimes I'm like, you're having a good day. Don't ruin you. You know what I mean? But a lot of times, like half the time, I usually, I would say more than half the time, I yell, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm like, yo, you're welcome. I don't yell it like aggressive, like, you're welcome. Yeah, you sucker. You better wet. No, I'm not like that. Like, I start
walking.
You better, no. I don't know. I say, like in a joking way, like, oh, you're welcome for me opening the door for you. No problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just like a joking, you know.
Yeah.
And then,
I like to open the door and go, sire.
I like to close the door real fast in front of a beautiful woman. Open this fucking door yourself.
Yeah.
Really cool. I want really quality, baby.
You know what else is stupid that I don't like? I know it's going to be dumb. But when a cashier doesn't ask how I'm doing. I know it's dumb, but it really kind of annoys. When I go to get my food I get my groceries or whatever, and they just start ringing up my stuff without talking to me. It's like, you ain't gonna ask how my day is. You ain't gonna say how you doing or
what. Or you don't even have to ask. You could just be like, hello.
Yeah,
like,
just acknowledge just
someone
hello.
As a person.
Just say, they say hello. You know what I mean? But if they don't acknowledge me and they just start ringing my stuff, that, I mean, I know it's dumb, but it's really annoying. Like, you can't say hi. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
none of that bothers me.
Oh, it bothers me. I don't so bad. It bothers me.
So you probably love places like Moe's, right? Welcome to Moe's, where everybody
Joe's. Yo, they say hi. How you doing? They ask me, what's my favorite color?
There's a manager with a gun to the back of their head. You don't know that.
They're also getting paid more. They're also getting paid more than say Vaughn's at Trader Joe's. Yeah, they get paid more.
Not a Chick-fil-A, I bet.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, they get done.
Of the fast food chains, I bet you they do.
Really?
I think that, the Jesus, you get it like an extra 50 cents.
Because of Jesus?
Yeah.
But I like how you said an extra 15 cents. Like, that's a deal breaker. I'm going to Chick-fil-A, tired of Burger King. Give me $8.45 an hour. And I need 15 cents more. So, like, I try to add it up.
$8.60.
$8.50. $8.60. I need $8.60. Right, let's redo this whole joke. So listen.
You better get better with numbers, dude. You're about to be crunching big numbers.
I'm having an accountant. Now I'm tired. I don't do that math. I used to be really good at math. I used to suck at everything else. Yeah. I used to be really, really good at math.
What happened?
I just stopped doing it. You just
didn't have numbers for 10 years in your life.
You're just trying to maintain zero,
so to
not to go negative. Yeah.
Anything with 10, I kill. Multiply what? I got you.
You're just trying to make numbers not go negative. That's it is. The whole, it's just trying to keep it around zero.
Yeah, my multiplication chart centers around bus transfers. That's where I'm at. I think in $1.75.
Oh, man.
Wait, there's commas? You can use a comma for numbers?
Wait, what's the biggest check you ever gotten in your life?
Oh, come on, don't do that to me.
I want to know.
It's so embarrassing. I don't know. Yeah. It's like, I was going to say like $1,000. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't even get a bonus when I joined the military because I had such a nerdy job that they assumed I was going to get a good private sector job after the military, so that was my bonus that I was getting trained.
You only got $1,000, man.
I don't know. I can't think of a bigger check than that.
I like how I'm saying it to him, like just this rich snob. You only got $1,000, but no. I mean, yeah. I just assume, especially since you was in the military, I thought you get
biweekly. So,
what did you get biweekly? If you don't mind me,
like around 900.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's good. Good living.
You got in your life.
It wasn't for stand-up, that's for goddamn sure. It was, I used to sell timeshare over the phone. I think I got like...
Oh, word?
I think it was like...
They make money.
Almost $2,000. $2,300 maybe.
Ask me in 2 years. I think I'm on a good track.
Yeah.
Ask me in 2 years.
I remember when I got a check for... when it's some competition. Well, I got like second. It was like $2,000.
But I have had like $5,000 just in cash, though. Like, that's the
How?
Other thing. I when I was on the road, I was also like off the grid. I didn't have a bank account, anything. I just used to keep a cash box in my car under my spare tire.
My mouth is wide open right now. This
is so I just used to roll around with like fuck tons of cash all the time. So like, I mean, I know how fun it is to have that much money like on you in your on your person, but I just never had like a check because I don't. I also don't. I don't like banks.
Was it in this suitcase?
No,
that we're looking at that everybody
in this
loves.
Adorable flowered suitcase.
Why don't you like banks?
Come on.
Which I mean, I thought there was a story to this. Like you got.
Why don't you like thieves, Carmen?
You don't like being robbed. You don't like being charged for not having money. Why don't you like that? You're fighting to get in the banks. I want to have like a fucking safety deposit box everywhere.
You trying to tell me this whole time? But I just want to know your story about a bank. I mean, yeah, everybody gets ripped off.
But it was it's just that over and over again, and like watching other people like have the people's houses getting taken from them, yeah. All that.
My mom
she
got
like
screwed over.
Exactly. Yeah. Like just I was just like, fuck you. Then I don't. I don't want you to have
money. I got
a
$3,000 check from Wells Fargo. That's the biggest check I ever got.
There you go.
Kind of. What happened was our landlord foreclosed on the house. And in Oakland, you can't kick out the tenants who are renting because the landlord foreclosed. It's not our – we were paying rent. It's not our fault he foreclosed. So the bank became our landlord for a while, which sounds like an awful sitcom.
Yeah.
But we started an escrow account where we all paid rent just – to a bank account just in case the bank successfully collected rent from us. But they ended up paying us money to leave the house after living there rent-free for 8 months.
What?
So I paid, I got all my money back for the rent that I paid into the escrow account plus a check from Wells Fargo to leave the house. So that was over $3,000.
Oh, that's insane. Wait, so that's
awesome.
Yeah, that's over $3,000.
Yeah, yeah. It was probably more like five.
Man, that's pretty insane. So I used to sublease when I first got down here. I used to live with like, I think, six people.
Right.
Like a three bedroom. Mm-hmm. I shared a room with some crazy dude. He did all the drugs. I'm like, bro, you don't want to pick like two
I remember
drugs.
This.
You just pick two of them.
Just pick two. Maybe three.
Yeah, yeah.
This man did every drug. He used to wake up yawning and drink wine. He would just drink wine or some kind of liquor. And that's how you woke up. And I'm like, man, how are you going to start your day? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I remember subleasing from them and we were paying rent. And I remember I was late on rent. But I was like I didn't even pay rent. I was like, wait a second, you know what I mean? I want to see because they was the people we were subleasing from seemed shady, and I didn't pay any rent, right? And I was like, I'm see
if they notice.
Yeah, see if they notice. And so what happened was they were evicted. They didn't tell us. So everyone else was paying rent.
No way.
Everyone else was paying rent. But I remember I had texted them. I forgot what it was, but I texted them and they didn't respond. So I was like, I'm not paying rent until they respond.
Right.
And everyone else kept paying them rent, right? But they got evicted. The people. And so I remember we got
so you guys were just living in a place nobody was supposed to be living in.
Did you get thrown out?
So we had there was like an eviction letter or whatever. And it was like, you got to get out by 3 days. I remember saying that. And that was like right before me and my roommate had gotten to it, or whatever. It was this huge thing, but I just remember thinking like that was a worse. I mean, and they even text us. They even text us like, "Hey, we need rent and something." Like you act like I just sent them a picture of the eviction notice.
Yeah,
it's like, "Oh, you want rent? Here you go." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How dumb you think I am?
Right.
But I thought that was crazy shit, and they're probably still doing it. But
dude, I think it'd be a really funny. If you could make it funny, a really funny premise for a stand-up show would be everybody telling their first living situation in Los Angeles when they move here.
Oh, right.
There's so many great stories.
Yep.
Good idea for like a show, man.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's like an excellent
like a
idea.
Reverse Cribs. Like,
yeah.
Hi, I'm 30. I'm
was
in a
actually
bunk bed
in
with
a
another
crib.
Grown woman. Yeah.
I slept in a crib for my first year. Yeah. No, everybody has the most insane stories about landing here. Like, I lived in – actually, mine wasn't so bad, but I didn't like it. But it was like – but I know other people, so I guess I'll just host
the
show. Let other people
– What was it? You lived in your car, right?
I mean, when I lived on the road, I lived out of my car.
She's Carmen.
You got here, yeah.
That's right. Very good. No, I lived in a bunk bed.
I lived in a bunk bed
with another comedian.
Your car stolen.
My house was stolen.
Your
everything
house was stolen. I know that sucks.
Everything
so
of my life.
Where
was
that?
I was in Florida. I was at they stole it out of my friend's driveway.
They love stealing cars in Florida.
Well, yeah, and they used it. They just used it for crimes.
Yep.
Like, you know, and that's what was like the most common. Because I was like, God damn! Like I had only had the
Wait,
car
so
like a year.
Wait, like you were getting like what? How'd you know they was using it for crime? Did some cops show up at your door? Like, hey, well, not your door, your friend's
they
door.
They found my car. They found my car.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they found my car, and it was like total. They were evading the police when they found the car, and they ended up like smashing. It was totaled. It was fucked up. They would like try to jump a median in it, and like yeah, and my little Mazda. They try to jump a concrete median and like cut through a high school. They try to cut through like ram the gates of a high school to cut through to some fucking.
I will bet my whole did they get family
caught? Yeah, they got caught.
Meth was
no, no. What they ran? They ran, but they left their ID in the car. Like it, they were there was
so
yeah.
Dumb. Yeah. First off, why are you taking your ID with you?
And there was like several
crimes. Yeah.
But then again,
they got alcohol. I want
to check ID.
But they also had like several other people's IDs in there, so they were probably like trying to do some kind of identity theft and shit like that too, or had several fake IDs.
I mean, that'd be smart. That's like some Denzel type stuff. Like, oh man, they. How my ID getting? I was wondering where my ID was at.
Yeah.
I like how you said that. Like Denzel, the person is like that.
Oh no, no,
character he played.
No, what was the movie called?
Training Day.
No, Locked Out or something. Or Locked
Training Day.
It's when the bank. It's
about potty training.
Okay, well the premise obviously of the movie is when he Denzel Washington was he was a cop and the people that were robbing the bank inside job. That's what it was. You know, right. Inside job.
When they
robbed the bank and then they made everybody wear the same.
Is that before
clothes.
Or after 9/11? When was that?
I think it was after.
After?
Yeah. 9/11 was.
Right, an inside job.
2001.
No, I'm kidding. I don't believe that at all.
9/11 was. You don't believe it was an inside job?
No, I really don't.
Oh, okay. It was 16 years
ago. He's got no faith in our government. That's why.
16
years. Yeah, I was too deep in the military to think that they could pull something like that off. I think that they just did a good job dealing with it, like as far as being bad guys.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now we can go get all that oil. Thank God. Thank fucking God.
We've been looking for a reason.
Yeah, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, no, I don't think that at all. Wow, I had a question for you. I just thought of it. Oh, man. Oh, well, I can't remember.
Man, no. Try to think of it, man. No. What were we talking about when you thought about it? Because I hate when that happens, too. I know
it was pre-Denzel. It was after living situation.
After living situation.
God damn it.
Oh, man. Well, your life is ruined now.
I know.
Soon as we're done with the podcast. Oh, yeah, it was donkeys. Like,
damn.
What's your favorite animal?
What?
What's your favorite animal?
What don't you like?
Okay, I don't like
what animal
when
don't you
tell
like?
Me your favorite animal. okay. I love gorillas, by the way. I don't like when people make excuses when they can fix them super easy. You know what I mean?
Right.
That was my thing.
We were talking about this earlier. The example I was given was just like, oh, my shoe's untied. Like, nothing I could do about
like
that.
Like, it's just hot. And you're like,
yeah.
Oh,
or negative people. Like, people that are super... You know, I don't mind people that are negative that are funny. Because when you're funny, you can pretty much get away with anything. Like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you were saying how you were super dark, you were saying all those jokes that you're like, how am I getting away with it? Because you're funny. That's why you're getting away with it. When you're funny, you can get away. If you say a racist joke that's funny, it's funny. If you say a racist joke that's not funny, it takes the funny aspect out. And guess what? It's just racist. You know what I mean? So it's like, as long as you're funny, you can get away with it. That's why Donald Trump got away with so many things. Yeah. He got his. I'm getting pumped.
No, like, he was funny.
Because he's caught. Yeah, he was saying
he's not as funny now.
He's not at all. I mean, because he's.
Yeah, now, well, now it's real. Really now it's sad. Now it's really real.
Yeah, because he's really sad. He was. They had an interview and he's like, I do miss my life.
He called the White House drab. That's the last funny thing I heard him say.
Yeah, man.
It's drab. Yeah, when he's campaigning and there's a competition, ratings, that's how he thinks.
So he was having fun. He would say some really bad things. I remember when he would say some stuff and I would laugh. I'm like, ha, wait a second. You know, like he got me. You know, like but it, you know, when you're funny, you just get away with a lot more things. You know what I mean? But
Yeah, man. But so, then it's
it
that can serious. Only take you so far.
It can only take take you so far.
I don't know, man. OJ took it pretty far, and that's my point. As I want to,
I really don't know if OJ is funny.
I never said he was funny. I said he was charming. Likeable? He's charming and likable. Like, you don't want him to be a bad guy. That's what's amazing. Like, you don't want to believe, to be so charming and so likable that people won't believe that you're bad.
I think there's a better example, because I think the only reason OJ got off with murder was because the cops were so racist that it screwed up the investigation.
Right.
I think that's really why he got away with it. They just did everything wrong because it was LAPD in the 90s, and they were like just a gang.
Yeah.
Cops, you think they still are
in the 90s?
Huh?
Yeah. Just then. Just in the 90s. They were in a really racist phase in the 90s. Yeah, now I'm so glad things are so much better now.
So much better. I was before.
But the LAPD was more like a fucking gang in the
90s. It is better for Hollywood murderers.
It was way worse. But before I left Orlando, I got pulled over and had backup called up on me because I looked inside of a karaoke bar because I love karaoke. I love it. And
this is the sweetest beginning to us.
Really, and I don't right. So I mean, I love karaoke. I'll do karaoke by myself, and I'll do singing. I'll like jump on the table. I love like it's.
Dude, we should go. I used to host karaoke for years.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
This was in Florida.
This is in Florida. This is in Orlando on International Drive. But I went. I looked in the karaoke spot, and I was going to go by myself. I was going to go, and I had just did a show at the Improv, and I was walking. I was seeing if they did karaoke, and it was dead in there. So I was like, it's dead. So I was like, I'm going to walk away. But there was a cop that was following me, and I was like, that's weird. That's weird he's following me. So I went to a store to charge my phone because I need to call Lyft to get home because I was like, it's too far to walk. Right. And so I go into the store and see if I can charge the phone. He's like, oh, it's an outlet outside. So as soon as I walk outside, there's cops surrounding me. And I'm like, What's going on? And then they're like, what are you doing over here? I'm like, what do you mean, what am I doing over here? Why are you here? Why is there there multiple cop cars?
Why are so many cops?
Yeah, I was like, why is there multiple cop cars right here? And then they said, we just want to know what you're doing here. I was like, I was gonna go sing karaoke, but I'm not doing it anymore. And they're like, well, why'd you look in? I was like, why would you pull me over though? It's like, we looked into the bar and you didn't go in there. I was like, oh, so you just pull over everybody that looks in bars and they're going, man, you must be busy.
Like, did you say that?
Yeah. Whew. That's what I said. And I put on my Snapchat, and people were just snapping me like, hey, just do what the cop says. Do what the cop, because they're like, let me see your ID. I was like, you don't need to see my ID. Because I was like, you don't need to see my ID. I look like my ID. This is what I look like. What do you want to know? You know what I mean? And it was so dumb. And then I was like, I'm charging my phone so I can get a lift or whatever. And they're like, why are you giving us a hard time and all this stuff? And I'm like, I'm giving you a hard time.
You were the one that showed up with backup. I walked and looked into a place. Like, yeah, has you never seen somebody window shop before? Yeah, I know, motherfucker.
But it was because I was black and I had a hoodie on. I had a hoodie on because it's cold. It was freezing outside. It was freezing cold. Everybody knows Florida gets cold at night. There's certain times of the year.
Certain times of the year. It's not like here. You always got to have a jacket at night.
Yeah. But it was cold at that point. That's why I had a jacket on. But
you put it on Snapchat.
Yeah, I put it on Snapchat. I still have some of the recordings, actually. I still have some of the recordings and how the cop... And I was recording. I was like, yeah, it's a good thing I don't have any Skittles on me right now. Like, just silly stuff on Snapchat. And, so, I mean, that happened. And that was before I came to L.A. So, I mean, it was so dumb. And I was like, you know what? Because it was embarrassing because I asked the guy to use his outlet to charge the phone. He's like, yeah, go ahead. And it's like, oh, now it looks like I was running from the cops. And then people were, like, looking over, like, oh, what's this guy doing? I'm like, I'm not doing anything. So I ended up just walking home, which took me, like, 2 hours to walk home because I couldn't charge my phone because most of these places were closed.
Right.
And the place that was open, I was like, I don't want people, because they were covering his establishment, like they were blocking it off. So I was like, I'm going to go home. You know what I mean? And I was like, you guys can't stop me. I didn't do anything wrong. I looked into an establishment. I didn't go in, so I'm walking. And then the guy was like, I'm going to follow you. I was like, well, you can follow me. He's pretty lame, but you can follow me. So he followed me, and for like maybe, okay, you know where McDonald's is at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was right there. He followed me from McDonald's all the way to the outlet mall. So you know how far that is?
Yeah, that's like a pretty long. That's a creepy long time to follow somebody.
Yeah, he kept following me. So he followed me all the way there, which is pretty much like, I would probably say like how many miles? Like about a mile. About
yeah, a mile and a half, mile, 2 miles.
He followed me like 2 miles. You know what I mean?
Of somebody walking.
Of me walking.
That's so scary.
Because you glanced into a building.
Yeah. So it was so stupid.
But it was Oh Shucks. Is that the karaoke place you're talking about?
It was Oh Shucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Oh Shucks. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she knows. Yeah. She knows. Yeah. It was Oh Shucks.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's crazy when you think about people like white people complaining about like diversity bookings and stuff and how white people are getting screwed.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah, that's a big complaint.
I'm not aware.
And then you, then you think about not being, yeah, nobody's probably honest enough to say
no
that in front of you.
Tell me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
everybody's such a pussy. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
But
I was like, I never heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
To you because you're white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Not complaining.
And then you think, well, why don't you go peek into a bar and then walk away?
You know what's funny? So there was Tommy.
Why don't you go change your mind and not be rolled up on with six cops? Cars.
Yeah. It was funny
asking you for your identification.
It was funny because I'm going to Naples, Florida, actually this weekend, right?
Uh-huh.
But I was in Naples, Florida, with a comedian, two Orlando comedians, well, mm-hmm. a few of us. It was Ross and Tommy O'Neill, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, yeah. Yep. I know and both of them actually.
We got pulled up. You know Ross?
Oh, well, I did a show with him on Carmen Show, so I don't really know him, but I know Tommy well.
So we got pulled over because it was a group of us walking. We just walked to the house, and. The cops pulled us over and they was like, you know, and we're like, why are you pulling us over? And they're like, oh, someone broke in down the street. We need to see IDs. And I was like, well, I'm like, I look like my ID. Do I look like the robber? You know what I mean? Like, but I was like,
right.
I was like, whatever. Here's my ID. You know, they checked this. They ran it and you know, they didn't find anything. And I was just walking like, ah, whatever, da, 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 da. And then Tommy's like, that never happened to me. And I'm like, but that's Tuesday for me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I've been pulled over and walking so many times. It's insane.
That's why you got to the point where, like, you don't need my fucking ID. Right? Like, yeah. It's just, you're just like, you don't need my ID. What's wrong?
Yeah.
Just tell me.
You just want to check and see if I have any warrants or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't need to see my ID because you're going to run my name. And I don't need that. I don't need that. But, yeah, I don't know. But,
it's funny. It's funny that you thought of that after people saying thank you, not saying thank you when you open a door for them. You were able to access that one and write it down. And then you about 50 minutes into the podcast, you finally got one that's like a huge deal.
Yeah, I don't like being pulled over by cops when I look into a bar. That's what I hate. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't even feel like I'm not sagging. Like I don't got any tattoos. It's none like, what other reason do you have? You only have one other reason to pull me over. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? So it's like, ah, whatever, bro. All right. So.
Yeah.
Just killed the mood. So listen, guys. Let's talk about Teletubbies.
Well, we hit it up, and I got to go to the improv.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
What do you think, bro?
Well, I'm not going to the mic. I got a real spot.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Oh, on the show. I'm sorry, yeah. Man. My bad. Yeah. But look, man,
I just threw some shade at me.
Listen, man. Look, first off, let's not do this. I used to go to open mic. I used to see him at open mic all the time. On the set. You know what I'm saying?
So no, like, you're my favorite person to hang out with those open mics.
I appreciate
dude.
It, man.
No.
Yeah. But that's so dope that you got a spot. You know what I mean?
Shut up. I'm going to do my whole set about how I hate you.
Is it the main room?
No, fuck off, man. It's
listen, man, I'm mad. See,
how many ways can you stab me?
I went too low, you get mad. I go too high, you get mad. I can't even get. All right, so
just ask, don't assume.
So
just
where are you
ask.
At, man?
Yeah.
I'm in the parking lot of the improv. I have a bullhorn.
No, so he's just funny. Catering a wedding there. That's yeah.
Really? Yeah, I'm going to serve.
Bill Burr's having a birthday party, and I'm serving appetizers.
Preacher, tell everybody where to find you.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all my social media, and YouTube is Preacher Lawson. That's it.
I'm Preacher, Lawson. Watch him on America's Got Talent.
Next Tuesday.
The 27th. Specifically,
welcome.
Hello, Michael Maloney.
Yeah.
Michael Maloney.
Matthew Maloney.
Matthew Maloney.
Oh, there's an email right there.
Oh, I can't wait. He's going to
wait, who's
Matthew Maloney.
He's one of our friends who writes in a lot.
Oh,
and
does
he's really funny. He does a lot of indignant, I'm angry emails about, I owe him a maple bar.
He's still very upset about it.
I'm going to give him a maple bar next time I see him.
Oh, so he's going to talk about how he hates me?
No.
No, me.
Because she got his name wrong.
I just said Michael. Because there's a comedian named Michael Malone.
Yeah.
And then his name's Matthew Maloney.
So her saying his name wrong is going to get some shit from
him. He's going to get mad.
What up, Matthew?
Yeah, Matthew's got no problem with you.
Go.
He's the guy who plays chess.
He actually wrote us an email because he was mad that I called Danny DeVito, that I said he was a secondary character.
He's not. I was right. Matt backed me up. So. You ever watch Always Sunny?
Yeah, this is how long it
was. Like a Bible verse.
I know. He gets so upset. Like, so long. He gets so upset. It's really funny.
Anyway, I gotta go.
All right, cool, man. Good luck tonight.
Thanks for listening, guys.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.